Praise the Lord. It's been a while since I've been doing a message. Thank you, Pastor, for giving me the opportunity. I was praying about, like, what I should be giving a message about. And the next day when we were reading the verse, like, the book Joshua 4 came up to me, and it talks about the memorial stone for Jordan. But the most important thing about was not about the stones. It's about how Joshua had chosen the people. He chose a certain kind of people, that the 12 of the tribes, one of them was supposed to carry the stone. If you, I don't have the visuals for the picture of the stone, but when you Google search, you check everywhere, it's going to be different. But it's huge. The stone is really huge. It's the twice height as me and bigger. It actually weighs a lot. And for a normal person right now, it's impossible. So that's like, Joshua had chosen the right people of the tribe, and they were able to carry and cross over to Jordan. But the most important one was, how did Joshua chose these people? So if we go to first Joshua 4, I want someone to read from Joshua 4, 1 to 3. So we read from the verse is that Joshua had spoke to Joshua, select 12 men from the people, a man from each tribe, and tell them. So when we look throughout the whole story of, like, from Genesis to Revelation, we see all these kinds, like you see in the back right now, all these chosen people. We see Noah, Adam and Eve, Abraham, Mary, and all the way up to Jesus. We see all these chosen people. And Joshua is here. He chooses these 12 people to carry it. So the chosen character, there's a specific method to choosing someone. So the first verse that I wanted to get was from 1 Peter 2, 9 to 10. I'll just read it from here. But it says, but you are the one chosen by God, chosen by high calling, a priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instrument, and goes on. So there, like, for us to be chosen towards God, we have to do certain things. Like, here we have, like, now we have this societal norm, like, we have to do this kind of job, and we need money for these things, and we have this path and this norm that we have in the society. But God tells us that in order for us, for me and you guys to be chosen towards God, we have to follow a certain rule. So the other one, the other verse was the Ephesians 1:4. It says that God knew before we were born into the world, He knew what your job was. And for us, we have to, for our job, it's our job to tell towards God, like, God, what is our chosen job? So what we need to do is salvation from sin. So that, I got the summary from Job's life and how he had to go through a lot of pain of losing his kids, losing his farmland. But one thing is that you need to give your heart, your whole heart towards God. It's a normal thing, like, for us to commit sin. Like, people are saying, like, he's baptized, he's filled with the Holy Spirit, so he's clean. That's not true. Even with the people who are filled with the Holy Spirit, they can still commit sin. But our job is to pray to God, saying, what can I do to commit this sin again and again that you are aware of? And we know that what our sin is, that is the only way that God can dwell in us and say, like, this is what we can do to lower this sin, because we still cannot be pure. We still have sin, but in order to decrease the amount of sin, we need to pray and let God dwell in our lives. The other part was the greatest miracle. We see from Jesus' life, we see how he had done miracles that no man could. Like, for example, of Lazarus, how he came out. People were saying, when 3 days passed, they're gone. There is no spirit. But he did it on the fourth, which was an impossible thing. So to do that, the Spirit of Truth will show us the new side for our situational sins. Like, we have sins, that's normal. But we have to acknowledge that sins, that saying that I know I did this wrong, but we cannot deny it. Because once we go up to heaven, we cannot deny it. Because when we see this life book, we can't say, because Jesus tells us that this is what we have done. We deny it. It's a big problem for us. But we have to acknowledge that sin. That's where from James 1, 14 to 15, temptation comes from your own desire, which entices and drags you away. This desire gives birth to sinful action, and sin is allowed to go, it gives birth to death. And when you're able to acknowledge that sin, God will show you goodness, mercy, all the positive things in your life, rather than being anger and showing impatientness. So what we have to think right now are the three questions that I'm going to show, which are: why are we chosen? Why were we chosen? Why did God choose us? What makes us special towards God? And what can we maintain this chosen life? Thank you.